This program is part of the Cosmic Potato Podcast Network.
Hey everybody, and welcome to the first episode of a podcast experiment that I'm trying out. The show is going to be called Conference Room, 5 minutes. The idea is to bring you a recap and a review of every episode of The Office in bite-sized episodes of 5 minutes or less. If you're a fan of The Office, then you know that it's not unusual for Michael to yell to all the employees to gather in the conference room for an impromptu meeting. Usually, he takes that opportunity to, you know, make up his own brand of training that goes way off book or of what corporate gave him. He usually starts this off by saying something like, "Everybody in the conference room," or "Conference room, ASAP." But for this show, I'll stick with the one time that he proclaimed, "Conference room, 5 minutes." This episode will be an introduction. I'll tell you a little about myself, some basic info on the show so that you can prep to watch along with me if you'd like. My name is Sean Ray. I'm a podcaster. I do a few shows here on the Cosmic Potato Network. I live in Central Alabama. I've been podcasting for about 5 years, and I've been watching TV since I was born. My history with The Office: I started watching it in season one, and I thought it was the smartest sitcom that I'd ever seen. It was done like a confessional documentary, like the kind of stuff that I grew up watching, like the Real World, things like that. I was kind of familiar with Steve Carell at the time, but for the most part, most of the people that were on the show I had never heard of at the time. The setup is that we're watching a documentary about the employees at the Dunder Mifflin Paper Company in Scranton, Pennsylvania. I've always loved this show. I can't think of one single episode that I don't like, and every character is my favorite character at one time or another. I love Michael because his main goal in life is to be liked, and he's fixated on that. He's more fixated on that than he is at doing his own job well. However, he does do his job well in spite of his incompetence, and he actually has the most successful branch in the company. There are a ton of core characters, but there are five that are considered the main cast: Michael, Jim, Pam, Dwight, and Ryan. Jim Halpert is our everyman. He's supposed to be the sanest of the bunch and the one that realizes just how crazy the situations that are around him are. He has very deep feelings for Pam Beasley, the receptionist, but she's been engaged for years to a warehouse worker named Roy. Dwight is a top salesman of the office, and he is a psychopath. He has very militaristic views of how the office should be ran, and you can tell that if he ever got the chance to be in charge, that he would rule with an iron fist. He also is a target of pranks by Jim that continue because of his hilarious reactions to him. Some of the epic pranks that Jim plays on Dwight over the years are to suspend his stapler and Jell-O, move his desk to the bathroom, and gift wrap all of his possessions. We're going to get to know all that stuff in time. I don't want to tell you too much right now. I will tell you that the show is based on a limited series from the UK that had the same name. It starred Ricky Gervais and Martin Freeman, and while Gervais, you know, he didn't really want to give his creation over to being Americanized because recent years had not gone well with those kinds of remakes. Look up the Americanized versions of Red Dwarf and Men Behaving Badly, and you'll see what I mean. But eventually, they came to an understanding, and a pilot was made. And the pilot is the episode that I'll talk about next time. I'm still tweaking what the format of the show is. Right now, I plan to give a quick recap of the episode, follow it up with some of my thoughts and things I learned about the episode, but that might change over time, and the frequency is to be announced. I'd like to release 3 episodes a week. Stay tuned for more info on that. In the meantime, send me an email at cosmicpotatopod@gmail.com. In time, I'll probably have a different email that I'll set up for this show, also a Twitter account. But you can get me there for now. Let me know if you like what you hear and your office stories. Thanks for listening. Be sure to join me next time on Conference Room, 5 minutes.